This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A barrage of objects falling from the skies was seen all over Israel, West Bank, and Jerusalem in the early hours on Sunday. Iran launched a swarm of explosive drones and fired missiles at Israel late on Saturday in its first ever direct attack on Israeli territory, risking a major escalation as the United States pledged quote-unquote ironclad backing for Israel. Sirens wailed in Israel where distant heavy thuds were heard and bangs from what local media called aerial interceptions of explosive drones. The Israeli military says Iran launched drone and missile attacks from the Islamic Republic toward Israel, 300 such projectiles, but said it, with help from the U.S. and partners, shot down 99% of them. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
By Sunday morning, Biden administration officials took a victory lap for the coordinated defense against Iran's barrage. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby on ABC's This Week, as carried on X.
Israel succeeded in defending itself, and the United States certainly made good our commitment to help them do that.
Video from Iran after the attack shows people celebrating in Tehran, waving both Iranian and Palestinian flags as their country's leadership vows ongoing solidarity with Palestinians amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
G7 leaders offered their full support for Israel on Sunday following the attack by Iran and said they were ready to take further measures in response to, quote, further destabilizing initiatives. In a statement following a video meeting, the leaders of the Group of Seven powers said they, quote, unequivocally condemn in the strongest terms Iran's direct and unprecedented attack against Israel. This is